That's the news roundup. Now, commentary by Norman Lorenz.
It hasn't even been 2 years since we extricated ourselves from the tragedy of Vietnam, and we are again involved in a dubious adventure in Asia. Another Korean War. How did this come about, especially after a painful Vietnam lesson? The circumstances are just as nebulous. Premier Park regressed from a popularly elected president to a popularly elected dictator. Meanwhile, in the North, Lan Dok Min, leader of the hardline faction of the Politburo, rose to power. The situation deteriorated from there as the reunification talks degenerated into nationalistic harangues, icier relations, border conflict, and to the present all-out war. But hadn't we supposedly learned not to involve ourselves in Asian civil wars? Apparently only if China wasn't directly involved. Mao Zedong, however, could not allow North Korea to be beaten by an American-armed and American-trained army. Chinese jets flying out of Chinese airfields brought the front deep into South Korea, and President Nixon reacted. Now our 7th Fleet aircraft are again flying off the shores of an Asian country. Still, the war goes badly for Park. American aircraft are restricted both from pursuing the Chinese MiGs into Chinese airspace and from hitting their home bases, and are thus seriously handicapped in their effectiveness. American commanders have already, to no avail, begged the President to let them cross into China. We are again at a crossroads. The President's war-making powers are great, and he is no longer subject to the pressures of re-election. Hopefully, he will limit U.S. involvement to air support only, and keep ground troops out of the conflict. We cannot afford to destroy the progress made since the end of the Vietnam War in rebuilding our tattered world image and restoring our national pride. The price is too dear.
The news and commentary have been brought to you by Chevrolet. See all the new pollution-free 1975 Chevrolets at your local Chevy dealer today. This has been an American Contemporary Radio News broadcast. Keep tuned for the latest up-to-the-minute national news coverage.
We got a great lineup waiting for you today with Crazy Barry Lockwood coming on 4 to 8, followed by your friend of mine, Don Taylor. I'll be with you naturally until 4 o'clock today, bringing you the best and newest in rock music, like this, going out to David and Donna over on the west side of the capital city. This is called Yes We Can Can. Little Dion for you, 1975, right here at WZAP. More music, more often. 2:35. Just like I said, okay, right here with the heaviest sound of WZAP, the heaviest rock station with the heaviest jocks, all right, I weigh about 500 pounds. Just how heavy are they? Well, you can win about $1,000 in our latest contest if you guess the total weight of all our swinging DJs combined. Just send in a postcard with your name and guest to Heavy Rock Heavy Jock, station WZAP, 2110 Sherman Boulevard, and keep listening to Super 69 for clues to the right answer. You could be the next ZAP winner. Taking it back now to the year 1972 for a little nostalgia. You're sitting comfortably in your jeans, watching the waves hitting the beach and listening to Looking Glass and Brandy.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy
fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea.
We interrupt this program to bring you this special news bulletin from New York.
This is American Contemporary News. At approximately 11:30 this morning, American fighter bombers, flying from ships of the 7th Fleet, systematically bombed Chinese airfields located more than 100 miles within the Chinese mainland. This is a marked departure from President Nixon's policy of staying well away from Chinese airspace. A high administration source was quoted as saying that the strikes were unauthorized by the president, but thus far there has been no official comment either from Washington or Peking. This has been a news bulletin from American Contemporary News.
She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the same. Say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
That was a Looking Glass telling you about Brandy. You're listening to Sparkling Skip George with Nonstop Never-Ending Rock on Super 69 WZAP.
Listen to what young people are saying about Team, the new anti-blemish medicine.
They finally made something that works for me.
Team really helped me. Now I feel much more self-confident.
That's what more and more people are finding out. That Team, with its combination of the most effective ingredients developed, really does work. Do yourself a favor. Get on your way to a clearer complexion today with Team.
It's 3:15 at WZAP. 85 degrees on the outside, and on the inside we've got Cool Blue Afternoon by Tim Buckley.
Oh, it's a happy time inside my mind when a melody does find a rhyme. Says to me I'm coming home to stay.
We now interrupt this program for a special news bulletin from New York.
This is an American Contemporary Radio news bulletin. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has just announced that the air raids made earlier today on Chinese airfields were accidental and totally unauthorized by the president. It appears that the commander of the 7th Fleet, Admiral Clarence Markward, independently ordered his planes to make the attacks. In a short statement, Kissinger said that proper corrective measures against Markward were being taken and that high-level communications with the Chinese were now in progress. That's the latest development. We return you now to your local station.
This is WZAP station manager Roger Allerton. We have been requested to ask our listeners to tune to their local civil defense station for a message of great importance. Please tune now to WEND, located at 11:30 on your radio dial.
Don't really do it. Okay, this is WLHA. Don't tune your dial.
This is Graham Tarr, National Civil Defense Director, broadcasting from Washington. The President has declared a state of national emergency. Martial law is now in effect everywhere. Please listen to my instructions carefully and calmly. Above all, remain calm. At this moment, Chinese missiles equipped with nuclear warheads are rocketing toward the U.S. in reaction to the accidental U.S. air raids on Chinese bases. This is not a test. The missiles have been sighted on tracking equipment, but their total number and their exact destinations are unknown. Please proceed to the nearest civil defense shelter. Take no belongings. Walk if you are close enough so that the streets will remain unclogged by unnecessary traffic. If you are not located near a shelter, go into your basement with any canned food or bottled water that you can carry. Close all windows and spread newspaper on the floor above you to insulate against fallout. Then climb under a table. Keep tuned to this station.